I can't believe you think this is boring. It's funny.
No, I think it's boring, but anyway, go for it.
Disney's cracking down on their subscriptions. Don't look at me with your arms folded down your glasses.
I did actually fold my arms.
Oh, my God.
It's true, I
go
did.
Go back to your Facebook post or something, whatever it is you were doing. I'll just talk amongst myself. Your big link on your Disney subscription. Come on, tell everyone your link.
Mark thinks it's funny that when I watch Disney at my house, I watch it on Millie's flatmate Jack's mum's Disney. So Jack's mum, Lisa, lives in Woolgoolga. She's a whoopee mum.
Millie's your daughter, doesn't even live at home.
No, she doesn't live at home. She lives in a flat in Brisbane with Jack, and it's Jack's mum's Disney.
I just think that you don't think that's funny. I think that's hilarious.
I don't know.
So Disney are cracking down in June.
Yeah.
And I want to know the longest link. That's four leaps.
Four leaps to my daughter, to Jack.
Well, that's at least three households, from your household to Millie's household to out Woolgoolga way.
Yes. What's your biggest link to someone else's streaming service?
Yes. That's a high-quality radio topic. Come on, prove Caroline wrong. This is very funny.
Someone just messaged me, and there'll be no names. This person said, at our house, we're watching Disney that belongs to our son's ex-girlfriend, and they actually broke up 6 months ago, but they're still on the ex-girlfriend's Disney.
I love this. I know this isn't very exciting for you, but I absolutely love this.
One day that ex-girlfriend is going to wake up to that and just boot.
Well, yeah, and you don't really find out until you change your credit card or Disney changes their policy, right? 545-11927. Let's go over to Caitlin in Golden Beach. We're after the link to your subscription, okay? How many households does it jump through? Caitlin, tell us.
Oh, I hope I don't get tongue-tied. Okay, so I have our Disney goes through my sister-in-law's husband's best friend's wife's sister.
Is that right? Your sister-in-law's husband. Okay, so your husband's sister's husband's best friend's wife's sister.
Best friend's wife's sister, yes.
Okay.
Is that three households?
That sounds like four households.
I think it's four, but I actually get confused. I just say it's my sister-in-law's.
Hey, Caitlin, in June, you're getting a bill from Disney. Caitlin's crushed. She's going to have to pay up.
All right. This is getting serious.
I told you it was funny.
All right. Then. I'm not allowed to say this person's name, but she said, I broke up with my ex and we had been watching a show together and I didn't want him to see the finale. And she said, I remembered right before the finale. So I kicked him off Netflix right before the finale.
Oh.
That's
not
funny.
Only does he not get to see the show, he's actually got to go and find either hang out with someone that's got Netflix or go and get his own Netflix account.
That's just nasty.
Some people don't even know each other. You don't even know this woman. Disney
Lisa.
Off.
I've had lunch with Lisa.
It doesn't mean you can steal Disney's subscription offer. I love this because everyone's on board. Seems like everyone's in on the rort here. Let's go to Michelle and Sippy Downs. Come on, tell us all about it, Michelle. How many households does your subscription jump through?
There's only, I think, three. we watch Disney on my daughter who lives in Melbourne. Her ex-boyfriend who lives in the UK, they split up in 2020 when COVID started and she had to come home. But we still are watching his Disney.
So you've gone international, you've gone all the way to the UK, and it's a four-year-old relationship breakup.
You've done well.
That's good.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we might have to change things in June.
It's going to be a crackdown, okay? There is going to be a crackdown. What I love is, though, it's not just exclusive to one or two households as well. Let's go to Mick in Morford Beach. Tell us about your situation, buddy.
It's not so much how many households it goes through, the steps that it takes, but my daughter's Disney Plus account is potentially logged in Bundaberg, Lismore, Caloundra, Caboolture, Cooperoo, Nambour, all at once.
Disney is someone's going to have a glass of champagne.
That's right. You've listed about...
they've got you, Mick.
Yeah. There's about seven subscriptions there, mate.
My Stan and Netflix and Spotify accounts are in exactly the same situation. So the family's left home, but they come home to revalidate their IP address every now and then just to keep the streaming services
keep
calm.
Families together.
That's exactly it.